to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz with Morning Devotions. I like the story of the preacher who walked 50 miles one day to see George Washington. He wanted to plead with the president to spare a young man's life. He'd been sentenced to death for failing in his duty in the war. There was to be no forgiveness. George Washington listened to the plea. "I'm sorry, I cannot grant the request for your friend's pardon." And then the preacher said, "But look, I'm sorry, you don't understand, sir. He's not my friend. For some reason, he's made myself his greatest enemy." So George Washington apparently was startled. "Surely you're not pleading for your enemy?" "Yes," he said, "I am." So George Washington granted the pardon and set the young soldier free. It's an old story, somewhat unusual. But you know, there's a tremendous truth here. What is the point of hanging on to an ongoing resentment towards someone, even if they've harmed you? I've known people like that who have a smouldering resentment that doesn't let up. They'll never forgive that particular person who hurt them, whether it was a knowing thing or unknowingly, because resentment is the most painful thing when it's felt toward a person that you're close to, you know, such as a parent or your parents or your wife or a good friend. And if you don't overcome the feelings of powerlessness, you might develop this very cynical, hostile attitude. And sometimes in a family, you see it as a burning resentment because one member was favoured against another. And when the parents die, one child gets more money left to them. And of course, that can be money, can be a source of resentment that eats away like a cancer. Someone has said this, that the moment you start to resent a person, you become his slave. He controls your dreams, robs your peace of mind and goodwill, takes away the pleasure of your work. He ruins your religion. You cannot take a holiday without him going along. He destroys your freedom of mind, hounds you wherever you go. There's no way to escape the person he is with you. He invades your privacy when you sleep. He is close beside you when you drive your car, when you're on the job. You can never have efficiency or happiness because he influences even the tone of your voice. He requires you to take medicine for indigestion, headaches, loss of energy. And he even steals the last moment of consciousness before you go to sleep. So if you want to be a slave, harbour your resentments. So why be a slave and ruin your own life? It's a fair enough question. When we think about resentment, an unusual definition of resentment is resentments are like swallowing poison and expecting the other person to die. Now, that's pretty accurate, isn't it? Resentments are negative feelings that you may have been carrying around for years. And during that time, that might have done significant damage to your ability to interact with the world. I know it sounds dramatic, but these are often big, deep-seated issues that we don't like talking about. Don't expect to solve these issues in a few days. Sometimes I can be aware that I'm not aware, rather, that I'm resentful. As Joyce Meyer said, if you're not certain if you have resentment, why don't you imagine that person who hurt you walking towards you? Now, would you want to cross over on the other side of the street? And that's a good suggestion. Are you resentful? The good news is, no matter how long you've harboured this bitterness, it's never too late to forgive. A Bible teacher said to a group of students in the class, "Don't let your emotions drive your train. They'll always derail you." Good thinking. So have you got a desire to retaliate? Do you know that in the Bible, God really doesn't give us permission to harm anyone? And in fact, it says in Leviticus 19:18, "Do not seek revenge or bear a grudge against anyone among your people, but love your neighbour as yourself." It certainly does give you a peace of mind, the improvement of your knowledge and relationship with God. So extend peace. Cross over the road towards that person. Extend peace with that person. Psalm 29:11 says, "Lord, give strength to this person who hurt me. Lord, bless this person with peace." You certainly can't go wrong as you pray that prayer with the person that you may have a problem with. "Dear Lord, there's so much in life that I need help with. Will you be my guide and my teacher today? Amen."
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.